You're such an asshole.
Okay, this is the very first post-Cappy rant, in part inspired by this client, on the solipsistic spurks, the self-centered lazy kids. So this guy is now on his third email where he kept changing his mind. Oh, I want this. I want this. I'm like, no. Price keeps going up. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm facing a problem here. Not problem, but a paradox or a quandary where the client has a question and he wants me to solve that question, the problem that that question presents. But the questions he's asking, the answers to which, they're not going to solve the problem. The problem is you. You have a mental disorder. All right. Now, is it a real mental? Are you just lazy? Like, here's again, I don't know. Do you actually like schizophrenia, something legit? Like, you have a medical imbalance or something, right? You got to go talk to a therapist. Or you just didn't have your dad, or you're a weak, lazy piece of shit. And that's where I usually start coming down, because usually it's never like, I don't get along in society and I'm having this social problem with the girls or the guys or something like that. And I say, well, what's your background like? Oh, I'm a surgeon and I make $500,000 a year and I got my finances. It's never that. It's always a loser. It's always a lazy piece of shit. And if you're going to be lazy, that only means you're not going to work in the real world, working world. And you're not going to work at the gym to get the girls. You're also not going to work on yourself. And you're always looking for the excuse out. The lazy way. What do I do? How do I change things? And so I'm going to tell you right now, having gotten to your questions, talk to a therapist. Find out what your problem is. Whether there's an actual medical, psychological problem. If that case, okay, then you got to follow what they say. Because it's not really under your control if it's a genuine mental disorder. Or if you're a lazy fuck who keeps looking for the easy way out, that's where I'm going to go. In which case, the only solution is to work more. Work harder. Become excellent, to quote Rollo Tomasi. So we're going to go through this, and we're going to see where your laziness is the solution to your overall problem, not the problem you present to me. And of course, this is super long, super long. Hi, Aaron. I saw your latest video on solipsism. I'll do best not to waste your time and be succinct with this request. I have a problem with my roommate who is a bully. Matter of fact, I have a problem with people who are bossy and don't listen to what we have to say. So far, I've let my roommate walk over me without speaking up the past 2 months. The following examples are happening to my other roommates and I because we don't know the right way to stand up against them. Now, you give me 10 examples, 10, 3 or 4 of the most egregious ones will do. When I ask my bossy roommate for a favor, he says, call me the king of the house in return. Okay, you could just be playing there. 2, he scolds you like a parent when you do something bad, like leave dirty dishes in the sink or leave the living room disorganized. He told us he would grab us by our belt straps and toss us out the next time he sees us. That made me hate him. Now he's just giving out orders like to do the dishes or take out the trash. Well, should you guys be doing the dishes and taking out the trash? 3, calls me and my other roommates white and privileged behind our backs, and I'm not even white. Well, okay. You know, what's sad is, I was going to say, well, what is he, not white and you know, not privileged? But usually it's white privileged people that say that. He made my lady manager cry when he scolded her in public. He plays power dynamic. Okay, all right, knock it off. Knock it off. You sound like a fucking chick that works at the Verizon cell phone kiosk. Well, Letitia was telling me, and I told her, girlfriend, you look out because you disrespect me. No. You all need a bunch of fucking testosterone and say, hey, fuckwit, why don't you do the dishes? But you see, you can't. You know why you and your roommates can't do that? I bet you none of you hit the gym. None of you are going to be able to fight this guy because none of you have gotten in a fight. None of you have faced down a bully. How do you fight a bully? You punch him. Now, you can't now because you're adults. So you go to jail. But in the before time, we had bullies. And I remember one of multiple bullies. I just had enough. And it just like, anyways, I just socked the guy. And I don't know if I like caused him like to be dazed physically, or if he couldn't believe I hit him, but he just like he didn't do anything. I was like ready for him, like he's gonna just kill me because he was bigger than me, and he didn't nothing. I was like, huh, interesting. But you didn't do that because you're afraid you're gonna get hurt. Meanwhile, you're gonna suffer an infinite amount more pain. But now it's this petty little shit playing power dynamic. No, LaShonda. No. Was it not Miami? No, Desiree. All right. Go back to your mall kiosk. Shut the fuck up. That's not something to get your tits in a bundle over. All right. Knock it the fuck off. Playing power dynamic games like making his music louder than mine in the moment I play my music in the room. Bring girls over the other night and it's very loud. He even has a kid stay in the night, which he is supposed to do. Very inconsiderate. Text me and other roommates whenever he has a problem. Very controlling. Oh, God. Oh, just this judge. Oh, he's just so good. You sound like a chick. We try to talk to him. He does not listen to what you have to say. He says, I'm not listening to all that. Probably because you talk too much. Which pisses me off because we live in a community we're supposed to hear each other. No. No one owes you shit, asshole. You talk way too fucking much. You don't get to the fucking point. This is why I charge you a shit ton of money. This is why I'm pissed. Your personality sucks. Who wants to listen to your shit? You have nothing going on in life. So you think everybody else has all this time in this world to hear you out and like you're sopping your own vagina juice. No. People have lives. They don't owe you shit. He should not leave dirty dishes. He should not play. There's all this should shit, but he doesn't have to listen to you. He ignores his own rules. He told us to keep things clean, but he's awful leaves things dirty too. It's so something. It's not worth the trouble to deal with him, and I should just move away. I was thinking about doing this, but doing so would make me feel like a coward running away from my problems again. No, you. And those problems are that I'm too nice to speak up and call people on their bossy attitude. Well, stop doing that. There, I don't know how you. I simply want to keep peace when it comes to conflict. Quick solution here would be have him kicked out, as all of us who live with him don't want him around. But I want to be the one to. Well, that's out of your control. Who's on the lease? Have you thought about these adult legal things? Who's on the lease? Well, I'm more the one to fix the problem single-handedly. I'm making it my mission to learn how to master, overcome, deal with people like him because I've always seemed to run into these kind of people. I always end up being their bitch. Because you are a bitch. If I recall correctly, my advice to you the last time was what? Get punched in the face. Go out and learn a martial arts and hit the gym. Did you do that? No, you fucking didn't. Because then you're doing the squirmy, touchy, girly, feely bullshit. I will definitely run into the game again in the future. The even bigger problem here is that when I do speak up, I come off aggressive and ghetto. You're supposed to. There's no negotiation with young guys. Say, hey, dipshit, get your fucking shit together. Like, what are you going to do about it? Well, I'll just leave and you got to pay more rent. But you have to have a backup plan. You actually have a place to have a place to leave too. And doing so will definitely make him want to fight me. I don't like this part of me, and I keep it hidden from people. Last time I spoke up against someone, I was living with another bossy roommate, and they kicked me out the moment I stopped being submissive to their orders. Right. I was homeless for a couple days. So I wonder if you learned your lesson. Maybe stop being a little bitch. You walk in, they're like, I'm not tolerating any crap. How about you find a place that's better to live? You find better roommates? Now I get stress and chills down my spine when I have to speak up. I think about how I got kicked out and ended up closing my mouth. Right, because you're not in a position of power. You're not on the lease. They could kick you out. So what did you do? Did you learn from this lesson? Say, maybe I shouldn't have roommates if I should find a place on my own. No, you didn't. You went right back to a bunch of trash thugs. I guess what I'm trying to say is, how do I properly argue with difficult people when you suck at speaking up without getting mad at each other? Okay, if they're difficult people, you don't argue with them. You make sure you don't deal with them, period. You make sure you have the law on your side. Like you're on the lease. Or that you have a month-to-month lease agreement. Like I can leave anytime I want. I mean, I can't imagine you're rich. It's not like they're going to come after you for money and sue you. Like, so what if you sign? Leave. Just leave. It might ruin your credit report, but just leave. But what you got to do is you got to assess people first. Figure out, do I want to deal with these people? I mean, here's an idea. If the rent is $200 a month, you're probably not dealing with the best quality people. Now, I've certainly paid my fair share of cheap rent, but I was living near the U of M campus. It was the St. Paul campus. They're all grad students. It's very boring, actually. But I don't know, the guy with like a shaved head and a tattooed on the shaved part, maybe you don't want him to be your roommate. You go there, like, is the place clean? Does it smell like pot? Are there beer cans laying around? Do you drive by it at night and is it loud? Did you do any of this shit or are you just hoping on luck? Or in more specific words, how do you put roommates in their place who don't respect you, ignore their own rules, are bossy, controlling, and concerned, don't listen to what you have to say without getting each other's throats? You don't. You make sure that you can leave or that you have power in the situation, which you don't. Like if you were on the lease, like you're the only one on the lease, you could then already say, you're going to do it. Now you guys might get punched in the face. They may leave and not pay your rent, but at least you could kick them out. And if they don't leave, you could call the cops. But you first stop conducting business with bad people. Is there a way to practice speaking up to sound more respectable? No, you need to learn to fight. That I'm not repeating myself again. Get punched in the face. Go learn jujitsu, go learn Krav Maga, and get good at it. And then actually spar. Don't just practice, spar. Punch someone in the face. Get used to it. So the next time you go into some kind of, and don't go when there's like 5-1. Look at this stupid situation where you got like 5 roommates. What are you, stupid? So it's just you and another roommate, and it's your place, you're on the lease. Like, here's the deal. You know, and you got like your medals up because you took second place in a Krav Maga contest and you jacked. You know, take the phone, set the phone aside, say, here's the deal. You're going to pay month, you know, rent a month in advance. You're not playing music. You're going to use headphones. You're going to clean up. And if you give me any shit, I'll beat the ever living shit out of you. And the reason you can do that is because you're stronger than him because you are a martial arts expert. Fortunately, that's how it works a lot of times, especially among younger men. But you're not going to speak up and sound more respectable until you yourself become more of a man. I need cognitive restructuring to avoid the aggressiveness and ghetto-ness side of me. No, I don't think you... No, you need to embrace that. You need to learn how to control it so you don't just reel back and punch somebody and go to jail. There's nothing wrong with being aggressive or ghetto, right? Men should get angry. That's how you keep other guys in line, but you need to be stronger than the other guy. Now, I'm not a big guy. I always had to make sure, like, either I never got in these situations or I talk people down, right? Or just like, yeah, I don't need this. See you, bye. I'm out of here. And no offense to your generation, but how tough could they possibly be? Seriously. When they're going to beat you up with their thumbs because they're really good at playing video games. Oh, look out. He's going to thumb me. Starting school in a month, so I really need to fix this or else I'll become more miserable during my program. I won't have time to assess this problem anymore. Give me your price. All right, here's your... So I asked. All right, what the solution you want doesn't exist. All right? I told you, go hit the gym, learn to fight. There you go. I ask, how many hours a week are you working? What is your rent? How long have you left on the lease? Your rent is $1,350 a month. That's your rent? Is that for the whole house or just your part of it? You work 25 hours a week, month to month contract. Thanks you. Okay, good. If that's your share of the rent, you way overpriced. I don't care where you're living. All right. I want to know what your share is. All right. You work 25 hours a week. Okay. No. And here you say, you're starting school. So you work 25 hours a week. And not even going to school. Gee, I wonder if there's a solution here. I wonder if you worked more, would you be able to afford your own place? Hmm? Maybe? Just an idea? Huh? What? Why? And see, this is the thing. You're weak. You're lazy. Fuck you. There's the answer. Fuck you. Enjoy sucking at life. Enjoy being miserable. Because until you're done being fucking lazy, nothing's going to happen. Now, I understand working full-time, going to school full-time is difficult. I get that. So what I would do, unless you want to join the military, work full-time. Move out. Find yourself a quiet but cheap place. You know, hopefully you can find it where it's just you. And then go to school part-time or go online so you can go 3/4 time so you're not dicking around going to a physical campus. Because right now, everyone puts school at the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which is technically the priority, top of the priority list. Like, I got to get school. No, you need to find a place to live where it's quiet so that you can actually go to school. And that means no roommates. So that means you go to school part-time. Now, thankfully, you're on a month-to-month lease. Right. Wait till they're all gone. Pack up your shit. Wait, first, find another place. I don't know if I got to tell you that. You go in your research. You find another place. This is your first job, like starting tomorrow. You go find another place month to month again, because Lord knows what fucked up shit you're going to get into next. You do some math. You see if you get extra hours at work. You get up to 40 hours a week. Find out where you can live on your own. With your own place. Get some earplugs. I'm just going to presume you're not going to be in a great neighborhood and there's going to be loudness otherwise because nobody knows about headphones. Apparently the trash of America doesn't know what headphones are. They think it's 1980. They got a blaster boombox all over the place. So get yourself some earplugs and then go to school part-time. Slowly earn your accounting degree, then be set. Don't ever come up to me like, I have a roommate situation. Do you work full time? No, just 25 hours a week. Maybe you should work more so you could afford a nicer apartment. Boom, there's a solution to your problems. And then your psychosomatic problem or whatever the hell it is, talk to a therapist. In the meantime, I'm going to say it again. Go to the fucking gym and learn to fight. And if you send me another fucking email, and you have not learned to fight, and you have not got punched in the face, and you have not punched somebody else in the face, I mean, in a dojo, a martial arts setting, your price is going to be $300. I don't care if you ask me a question, what's one plus one? $300, please. Here's your $302. Thank you. Bye. Donna Hanifer, hey Donna, our Australian female agent in the field, $5, yay, seen Cappy live at lunchtime on a Friday. I got to figure out the Australian times. It's always like, oh, I got a guy in Dubai, I got to consult, and man, that's thrown off the time, because any time that works for him is really just early in the morning for me. Thanks, Donna. Say, were you Perth? I forget where you were. I don't think I have any listeners in Sydney, Victoria, because that's like the New York of your area. Alex Patino, truck driving Latino agent in the field. 2 days ago, I finally got 100% convinced that the Earth needs to be hit by an asteroid. Check out the latest Playboy Mag cover. The world has gone to shit. Yeah. Everyone keeps sending that to me. It doesn't. Guys. All right, you know what that is? Do you know what that is? Maybe I should do another video on. No, I'm just going to do it now because I'm losing my voice and I want to go have fun today. That's the fat, middle-aged cadre of women that comes walking in the bar really loud and drunk. That's the pay attention to me. That's what that is. It's their attention whores. Not good marketers, attention whores. Who reads Playboy? Who picks that up anymore? It's obsolete. I think it was bankrupt twice. And the brand just keeps getting passed around. Like the New York Times. New York Times, I think, was insolvent. And then Carlos Slim bought it out. I mean, I don't even think they make money. It's just the brand. And now they're trying to be woke, y'all. Because they have no marketing ideas whatsoever. So yeah, it's the loud Karens at a bar. You could ignore them. But I mean, really, when's the last time you guys picked up a Playboy? When was that? It had to be 20, 25 years ago, right? Actually, what? I can remember it. My buddy, Chad, he had a house, and they had a prescription or subscription to Playboy. He just sat it out there. Yeah, that's a nice new chicken. But then internet porn came along. I prefer Cigar Snob because you usually get a article that's somewhat interesting, but then they got a female model in there, but the rest is all advertising. Reason I like is because I kind of wanted to do that with Captain's Quarterly, like get a female model, have her model, and then I'd back up my blog posts like every quarter. Then we get a cute gal pose and all that. Then there's one issue out there, Captain's Quarterly, look it up. I thought it'd be kind of neat because Playboy was already going the woke. Let's put a guy with a dick up on our thing. If the world's not going to crap, Playboy just went bankrupt. That's it. David McGlashan, $5. I'm in Queensland. It's 11 a.m. See, look at all the Aussies coming out. 11 a.m. All right. Well, good. I'm glad you guys are. Glad you guys are tuning in. We have a fair amount of Aussies, even though Australia surprisingly does not have that high of a population. Wiz Division Productions, $5. These dudes aren't asking what should I do. They're paying for a pep talk. Why even bother living if you refuse to make any decisions for yourself? That's why I charge 100 minimum now. Any help me, Obi-Wan Cappy, you're my, or decide for me, Obi-Wan Cappy, you're my only hope. That's where it's $100 minimum. Boom, that's it. All right. Questions? Oh, wait, one more. Fred, under the wire, $2. Vlad, Cuddle Wilkins is earlier guy. Fat wife, kick out. What are you and Mexi Mike on drugs? What? And $2, could you drop $2.05 so you'd afford yourself an extra couple of characters so you could make a coherent sentence? All right, that's it. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.